All right, kind enough to join us right now, and it's got to be pretty cool for him to hear these words. He is a forward on the number four team in the nation in collegiate hockey. Please welcome into the show Garrett Thompson. And first of all, Garrett, really appreciate you taking the time to join us here on ESPN 961. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure, especially considering the circumstances. Let's look ahead, I guess, before we look back. You guys are in the midst of a pretty long road trip. I'll leave it at that. Whereabouts are you? And for the benefit of people out there that maybe don't know, where are you guys eventually heading?
Well, right now we are in the Seattle airport on a layover waiting to go to Fairbanks, Alaska. We got up at about 4:30 this morning, packed the bus, drove to Grand Rapids, and flew from there to Minneapolis, and then had about a three-hour flight to Seattle. So we're just kind of waiting around, and guys are getting some snacks and stuff until we board the plane.
Outstanding. You know, I mean, this is one of the realities, I guess, for you guys. You guys have to make a trek up to Fairbanks, Alaska, you know, and, you know, it's such a difficult proposition because I know how superstitious guys are, players are, coaches are, and everything. This isn't like any other road trip, right?
No, not at all. This is definitely a long one. I mean, guys look forward to it and stuff, and it's a huge experience in itself just heading out that way. And, I mean, you know, it's a battle to kind of deal with in a way, but at the same time, we're going out there to play hockey. So, I mean, everybody just enjoys it, and everybody's looking forward to it right now.
Garrett Thompson, kind enough to join us here. Again, his Bulldogs ranked number four in the nation. Let's look back to last weekend for a moment, Garrett. You know, it was a big weekend, and we had a chance to talk to the radio voice of the team and everything. A lot of people were certainly excited about that weekend, and you guys didn't disappoint with two big wins against Alaska Anchorage.
Right, yeah. I mean, coming into that weekend was huge. I mean, for both teams even. You know, we're battling for that first place spot, and they're battling just for home ice and that third place spot. So, I mean, it's just both teams were coming in, and obviously it's huge that we had a home game because this year we've done excellent at home. I mean, you can't ask for anything else of the guys. We've just been, you know, battling through it and stuff. And I think Saturday was even bigger because, you know, the first game's tough, but the second game's definitely the hard one to get. And with that packed barn, it made it a lot easier, I feel.
You know, I wanted to get your take on that. I mean, you mentioned it, and I think anybody that follows you guys at all is well aware of it. But again, for the benefit of people out there that don't know this, you guys, in a word, have been dominant at home. I mean, you currently own a 12-1-1 record, and you have to go all the way back to literally your first game of the season in Big Rapids when you guys lost a game October 18th. What's getting it done?
I mean, that was a tough game. It was really, I can't say that the excitement wasn't there and that the adrenaline wasn't there because it was. It's the first game, it's the home opener, and everybody was ready to play, but it was a hard-fought battle, and, I mean, it's tough to look back and know we slipped on that one, but since then, I mean, I can't, you know, you can't really ask for anything more. We came to compete, and, you know, and there's been games where we've had to come back and stuff, but definitely playing at home is a staple, and I'd rather play at home than any other arena because it's amazing there.
No, it's disgusting. Garrett Thompson, kind enough to join us here on Ferris State. No, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's crazy when you think about it. You know, since that loss on October 18th, you guys are 12-0-1 at home. And let's face it, I mean, the dog pound and the student representation and the ticket has been so difficult to come by. That's got to fire you guys up when you're skating on home ice, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there's, like, previous conferences, my last 3 years, we had teams like Michigan, Michigan State, and it was, you know, it wasn't hard at all to pack the arena. But since then, I mean, this year, there was, you know, talk if we were going to have enough people there and what was going to happen at home games. But, I mean, by far, that's been the best year of home crowds. And, I mean, obviously, winning is even better. It's just a cherry on top of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, for fans out there, if you want to be a part of it, the last regular season home series is in Big Rapids next weekend as Lake State comes to town March 7th and 8th. You can get your tickets in advance to save some money as well. Also, a pretty cool offer, the BOGO offer, buy a ticket, get one free. I mean, how many opportunities can you get to catch a team that's number four in the nation? You know, the thing that jumps out to me, Garrett, before we get into some individual stuff with you, this is a team. I mean, you're really seeing depth from every position, from so many different guys on the team, and it's not only shown in in the, I guess, season-long statistics, but even looking at last weekend, guys stepping up and scoring big goals over the weekend, that's really been a staple of this team, huh?
Yeah, that's been huge for us. I mean, coming into the season, you always kind of look and see what's going to stand out, like, you know, goal scorers or guys that, you know, have these roles that they got to fill in goaltending. And I think every role on the team has been filled from an early stage in the season. And obviously it's continued to grow. And coming into these last games that are just huge for us, it's nice to know that you can look at anybody on the team and rely on them and know that they're there sacrificing, doing the same thing you're doing.
Garrett Thompson, kind enough to join us. Of course, forward on the number fourth nationally ranked Ferris State Bulldog hockey team. They're up in Alaska this Friday and Saturday. Again, return to face Lake State in Big Rapids. Get out there, support these guys. Garrett, on a personal level, I'm sure that you're tired of talking about it. I know how hockey players are. They don't like to talk about the individual stuff. They like to talk about the team, but it's got to be an impressive honor, something that you can't even, I'm sure, put into words when you found out that you were nominated for the Hobey Baker. Again, the college hockey equivalent of the Heisman Trophy. What went through your mind when you found out that happened?
I mean, to be honest, it was kind of surreal. I didn't really expect that at all. I mean, it's just being put on that level and that stage is a huge honor. And I mean, just to be fortunate enough to be voted for that and the support that I've gotten even since the voting polls just came out from family, friends, and, you know, acquaintances, people that I've met, and, you know, congratulating me and whatnot. I just think it's amazing. And I don't know. I couldn't thank anybody enough to be in that position.
Well said. I think spoken like a hockey player, Garrett. Hey, listen, I know you guys are traveling. I wish you the best this weekend. Certainly safe travels and 4 points while you're at it. Come back home, put on a good show. And as you said, I mean, you got the WCHA playoffs. You've got bigger fish to fry along the way. But continued success to you, Garrett. We really appreciate you taking the time and joining us here.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for having me again.
No problem at all. Garrett Thompson, of course, forward for Ferris State, number four in the nation, kind enough to join us here on ESPN 961.